This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on Radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Bonsoir. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
It's on the first standing belt. Take caller 9 out, 844-999. Ola, and you'll play profile this in minutes. But first, Wobbit, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast 44-year-old Santor Thomas of Livonia, Michigan. Mike stole my thunder there. He told you the story, but here's the deal. The guy's 44 years old, all right, and he used to work for Enterprise Leasing Company in Detroit. But Santor, who's black, he sued them for racial discrimination after an incident. And what exactly happened, believe it or not, it's confidential. Because that is the word you use when you have something you can't share with the public. You just call it an incident.
So he must have settled.
He settled. We have an incident that we cannot speak of legally on this show. Right? Mm-hmm. And we call it the incident. So even here, he had
an incident. Oh, we know not to talk about that.
Yeah. And but right, when you call it an incident, it cannot be. It's like
that's why we're not allowed to have guests in the studio. Because mm-hmm. people ask all the time, hey, do you mind if we come up and hang out? We're like, nope, can't do it.
But see, here's the thing. Our incident, there was no cash settlement for anyone. But in his case, you're right. He got $99,000 for it. So the agreement is like, look, don't talk about it. Here's $99,000. Off you go. Well, he went to a bank because he wanted to go ahead and cash his check. But the bank wouldn't do it. Because he's black. They wound up calling the cops, even though he had an account there for 2 years. The cops questioned him about whether the checks were fake or not. And he said he believes it happened again, of course, because he's black. So here's a guy, the racial incident. Mm-hmm. He gets a settlement check. He goes to the bank. He's going to go ahead and cash that check. He has another racial incident.
I wonder if it was because the money was so high.
Probably because, well, either way, now he's suing the bank for racial discrimination for not letting him cash the settlement checks from his job for racial discrimination. The bank, by the way, has apologized for not cashing the checks.
Yeah.
I don't know if they've cashed the checks, but they at least apologize.
Can't you just put him in and put a hold on that money until it clears?
I think that's kind of his point. Just like, Look, man, I mean, I don't expect you to hand me $99,000. That's something you kind of call in advance, right? But, yeah, they're like, we don't believe this. Mm-hmm. We're not taking this from you. So, anyway, we toast him, swinging for the fences there. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola! All right, Wobbin, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This!
Yeah, Stephen Thrill Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, John. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey.
Hola. Hola. Hi, John. You understand how this here game is played?
I do.
Fantastic. And as I've been doing all week, I'm going to offer you one of three stories you get to pick. We can go by ethnicity / race. We can go by state, or we can go by bodily fluid.
Okay. As far as the states are concerned, what is the story surrounding?
I've been holding on to the race one. It is the story that happens in Arizona. That is all you know of it, but it takes place in Arizona.
Okay.
With regard to the state, we have the options of Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, or West Virginia. And then finally, well, hey, man, it's just how it comes up. And then if you're going to go to bodily fluids, it is something that takes place in an area called Pine Island, New York.
Okay.
I don't know if that helps, but there you go. So we can pick by ethnicity slash race, go by state or bodily fluids.
I think bodily fluids got me intrigued.
Bodily fluids it is.
I think we've learned a lot about our friend John here.
Mm-hmm.
Intrigued
all right, John,
by the bodily fluids.
You know, this is a new way of doing this game, so I'm pretty excited to play myself.
All right. Well, this is your story. Now we go to Pine Island, New York, where a man was charged with masturbating outside of a woman's bedroom window. Essentially, he's a peeping Tom, and he's handling his business. Now, the owner and a resident at the apartment there in Pine Island, they said that they saw Jose Rodriguez Medrano, 53-year-old man, around the property attempting to look into a female tenant's apartment window. This happened earlier this month. Now, Medrano admitted to masturbating while looking into the woman's bedroom window. He was arrested by the Warwick Police with assistance from the town of Goshen Police. He was charged with third-degree stalking, public lewdness, 3 counts of trespassing. All of those are misdemeanors. They did order a temporary order of protection for the victim, and Medrano was issued an appearance ticket to be arraigned in court. Now, here's the thing. In addition to masturbating outside of the woman's window, he also confessed to drawing a heart on the woman's window. He drew a heart on the woman's window, but he didn't draw that heart with ink. He didn't draw that heart with paint. No, he improvised, and he used his own body fluid. Did he draw the heart with semen, feces, blood, or urine? Aren't you glad you picked this one, man?
Yeah.
I mean, how weird is that, man?
I think semen's too easy, and I don't feel like urine would stay long enough to see.
Well,
I'm glad that you think this out.
Yeah.
I like the process.
I think, I mean, if you're drawing a heart on a window with any kind of moisture on your finger, you're going to leave a print.
Yeah.
I would guess, you know, I think if you're drawing a heart.
You drew a heart. Because that's what wrung her affections.
For whatever reason, you think that you have a chance with this person.
You don't.
All right. But I still don't think that feces is the answer.
You just stood outside of a woman's bedroom window.
I understand that. You're nuts.
You're doing that.
I already get that.
What are you going to do? What could you possibly do that's going to turn her off more than she already is?
So he is not in jail?
Man, I don't, because everything that they arrested him on is a misdemeanor. And then they say he has a court appearance. He might be in jail, but they also issued a temporary order of protection against the victim, which leads me to believe that they let him out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? Okay.
I mean, that's all the info. And trust me, I've tried 15 different ways to get as much information on the story because I'm intrigued. But yeah, I don't know if he is actually in prison. Everything charged with misdemeanor.
But blood seems like a reasonable thing if you're trying to, like, you know, in a Romeo and Juliet kind of way, like act like, you know.
Do any of these seem reasonable? You're saying
I'm trying to come up with some. Like, it is a heart.
It is. Yes, he did draw a heart.
The fact that he drew a heart, I can see where blood would be something that maybe, if you're into that, that would be something you would do. I don't know.
Yeah.
As far as using the bathroom there, I do know for a fact that typically the last time that I had sex, which was probably about 7-8 years ago, I remember you have to use the bathroom when you're done most of the time.
Sure, yeah.
So it could be that because he was, you know, taking care of business.
You think he stood outside of a window and did that?
Yeah, well, you never know.
And then relieves himself.
Typically, you have to use the bathroom. Don't you?
I know you already hate me, so I'm just...
You know, what do you do right after morning
sex? That's too low right there.
You go into the bathroom, right?
Sure.
I'm just saying. I'm trying to think this through for you.
I don't know what time of the day this was either. That's the thing. I'm just assuming it was at night only because I feel like to be able to see into someone's home, their insides illuminated.
Did they catch him that night in the act and bust him, or did they catch him through the DNA? Or fingerprints or whatever.
I'm guessing they just had to find him later. Because the way the story is explained, they say, look, he was arrested. He was arrested. No, they had to find him, and then they arrested him.
Okay.
I don't know how long it took for them to find him.
Did she see him out the window, or was this all after the fact?
Again, I don't know. Because the only people The only people quoted in this, and not that they're actually quoted, but they say that the owner and one of the residents in this apartment complex saw him. They don't say whether the woman he was doing this to knows. I'm just assuming she did if he drew the heart. This is a tough one.
This is a tough one.
This is a tough one.
Put yourself in that situation. What would you use? That's the only way for me to play.
What was the other story? Can we try the other story?
If I did do this, what would be my go-to?
I feel like it's over the top enough at this point. I feel like you might as well, like aim for the fences. So I think I'm going to go with poop.
You're going to go with, you sure?
Well, he's saying, look, you already have done the deed. I'm assuming this woman saw it. So I kind of get your point. Like, what do you have to lose? You might just go big, right?
Yeah.
I don't see that being the...
But again, we've learned a little bit about John. Like, that would be John. Should you do the first part of the story, this is how it would end.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Some people are saying probably blood, but my guess is urine. All dudes love to draw while peeing. That actually is... Like, if you pee in the snow...
Oh, I see, yeah.
Right.
That's pretty legitimate, yeah.
That's good thinking.
Yeah.
Someone else says Pine Island, New York is known for its quote-unquote black dirt and onion farms.
Black dirt and onion farms.
It does not sound like an awesome place.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Okay, John, do you want to stick with your answer of feces, or do you want to change that before we go to break here?
I think I'm going to stick with it.
You're going to stick with
feces. The final answer. New York man caught masturbating outside of an apartment window, stalking his neighbor. He was caught, he was arrested, and drew a heart on her window.
That is correct.
Did he draw that heart with semen, feces, blood, or urine? We'll find out.
What are you guessing? I want to know what you guess.
What I guess?
So John is guessing feces.
I'll go blood, I think.
Blood
seems the right thing.
We'll find out if he drew it in semen, feces, blood, or urine next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, we're going to New York in case of true love.
Man caught masturbating outside of an apartment window, looking at the woman inside.
I don't know what you're thinking. I'm pretty sure I saw that in a commercial for Hallmark cards.
Tries to steal her heart, so he drew a heart on her window.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With some of his body fluid.
That is correct. Yeah. And, John, we asked you, if you were the person, you know, that's how you decide to get someone's attention and drew a heart, do you think this person used semen, feces, blood, or urine? Mm-hmm. You went with feces because you said, look, man, at that point, you've already stood outside the window handling your business. You might as well swing for the fences. And, Miles, you went...
Blood.
Blood. Oh, you are both incorrect.
No.
John, should you find yourself in this situation, based on evidence we have here, you would use your semen. That is correct, yes.
I think drawing would be difficult.
He took the time to do it. I want you to think about that. That poor woman, she just wanted to be in her home, and that's what she dealt with that night.
Now for all TV news all time, it is time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
Time again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Well. Mike Hogan.
I'm getting up there. See, I have my water next to me.
Yeah.
Take a sip beforehand?
I did.
Okay.
The blood, sweat, and tears that man put in that piece of art.
Yeah. Really did.
Well, as you guys know, it's kind of unusual for me to be here. Unfortunately, if you were listening,
because I fired you like a month ago,
yeah,
you just
right.
Keep showing up.
Can't believe it.
I live in the drop ceiling up there. But no, Ted unfortunately suffered a tragedy in his family earlier this week.
Right.
Not able to come in, so he's taken off for the weekend. So I've been.
But he had no problem going to dinner last night.
No. So I'm going to be stepping in. Unfortunately, usually when Ted takes a day off, when I fill in for TV time, I usually have a lot more prep time. You know, I need at least a month in advance notice before I come in here. I do a lot of prep work for my personal TV times, as much as it doesn't seem that
way. Do you really?
I do, man. I usually have a whole stack, but with the new year, I threw it all away. I'm going to reset it, but unfortunately, I was not prepared for today. So unfortunately, as with many other factions of my job, I have not worked really on a single damn thing when it comes to TV time.
Nice,
I'm not prepared at all.
Many areas of your job.
This is
fantastic. I like that.
So, this is a great segment.
You put no effort into anything you do.
And when I was told mere hours ago that Ted was not going to be in today and I would have to do TV time, I sat there and I pondered, as well as the other many things that I'm not working on around here. I pondered what I could possibly do to bring you guys. Miles, you know that I always love to bring in a top 10 list.
Yeah, something.
The problem is that the top 10 lists are limited. There's only so much that you can do. And to be honest with you, just the same things keep coming into my brain and I panic and I can't quite get it. So it hit me all at one moment. You know, everybody has their own top 10 lists. You know, you can get it from Rolling Stone. You can get it from People Magazine. You can get it from all these different other places. We've never actually made our own top 10 list.
Okay.
We on this program have actually never made a top 10 list. So I took the liberty.
I don't like 10 things.
I did take a little bit of time. So we are actually going to find the top sitcom of all time right here on this show.
Between us, as far as what we consider.
Correct. Right. As right, told by the men's room.
Okay.
So, you know what, Miles, we're going to do this thing bracket style. I've got 16 choices for you. We're going to narrow that down to 8. We're going to see where we go from there.
All okay? right. Okay.
So this is, so we've got 8 matchups that I've got for you here today. We're going to start at number 8. You got the choir ready? Here we go.
Yep. 8. Number 8.
So our first matchup of the, what I like to call the savory 16 here.
Avoiding lawsuits.
That's right.
Savory, right. This is really important to bring up. This is the savory.
That's right.
16.
So,
if you got a sweet tooth, watch basketball. This is savory.
Trying to narrow down these sitcoms, our first matchup is between The Golden Girls or Three's Company.
Ooh. I'm picking Three's Company. I grew up with that show. Look, I like The Golden Girls. I madly respect The Golden Girls. Unfortunately, they're competing against Three's Company, which for me as a kid was one of the funniest shows.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, Furley, Roper, everybody.
You're going with Three's Company,
Larry,
too.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
See, I got to take the other road and go Golden Girls on this one. Golden Girls is honestly the show that I've heard of, at least to some capacity. I've actually seen clips of Golden Girls. Now, granted, both of these shows are precede my time. I've heard of Three's Company, but sure. I know nothing about Three's Company.
It's just the general premise is this. Jack Tripper shares an apartment with two women, okay?
Okay.
Because they're saving money. The thing is, the landlord, well, Mr. Furley and Mr. Roper before that, but Mr. Furley, Don Knotts, he does not, he's not okay with a straight man living with two women because something, obviously, it's got to be sex, blah, blah, blah. So he has convinced his landlord that he is gay. That is the general premise of the show. But he's out there trying to slay the ladies with his best friend, who's also his upstairs neighbor.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
That is the general premise of the show. That's it. That's
regardless of all that, I'm still putting in my vote for Golden Girls. So there's three of us here. A two-thirds vote will progress whichever one we choose.
Three's Company.
Yeah, Three's Company.
All right. Well, Three's Company makes it.
There it is.
I mean, this is our list.
It is, right? I mean, this is us figuring it out, right? Okay, so the next round is between Cheers and Different Strokes.
I'm taking Cheers.
I would, too.
I am taking just based on it did have comedic value. Not that Different Strokes didn't, but it was the same thing most of the time, which was Gary Coleman, you know, laying out a line or two.
That's it.
Did he ever find out what Willis was talking about?
Apparently not.
No.
Apparently not.
No.
No, I think that's easy. Cheers.
I'm with you, too. You know, and the Frasier, which spawned off of Cheers, is a testament to the shows. Okay, so I think that one's a unanimous. Cheers moves on. Let's go to number 6.
Number 6.
Again, we're trying to find out what the top sitcom is as told here by the men's room. Round number 6 is going to be a matchup between Full House and Family Ties.
Ooh, God.
Family Ties.
Yeah, I guess so.
Now, again, I did not really watch Full House. Honest to God, with Full House, the twins, man, or I know there's only supposed to be one of them, but
sure.
I can't explain it. I hated that little girl so much.
You didn't like Michelle?
Was that the young...
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, the Olsen
Twins.
Not
like, I don't know what it is. Look, I have no problem with the Olsen Twins. I'm glad they're billionaires or whatever the hell. I hated that show, and I hated it mostly.
Man.
Because she was, I don't know, I've never liked a precocious one-liner kid. Like you're saying with Gary Coleman, right? Like,
right.
That turns me
one
off.
Trick
when I was a kid, though, and watching this show, I related to Michelle.
Because you're both little girls.
That's right. A young kid trying to, you know, just find your place in life.
Jason, what's your vote?
But Family Ties.
My vote's going to be on Full House. So we got one each. Miles, you're the tiebreaker on this one.
Family Ties.
Family Ties.
Family Tiebreaker.
It's another one. I've never heard of Family Ties, but you know what?
Hey, it loves Michael J. Fox,
Michael J. Fox.
Oh, that's right.
And that Meredith Baxter Burney.
All right.
Jason Bateman.
Number five is going to pit Fresh Prince of Bel-Air against Roseanne.
I got to take the Fresh Prince.
Yeah, I would too. Roseanne's a fine show. Fresh Prince is a better show.
So here's my thing. I loved Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I watched it when I was a kid. It was absolutely a staple of the 90s. Roseanne, to me, as I got older, for me, it held up better.
All right.
Started rewatching. You know, they did the reboot here not terribly long ago, and that kind of changed after a little bit. But watching both shows side to side, I actually found Roseanne to be the one that held up better, that actually could continue on.
I'm going to take Fresh Prince, but listen, I think Roseanne, quality-wise, was a better show, but rarely did I, like, laugh out loud. I kind of chuckled through the whole thing.
It was more serious.
Sure.
As far as the issues that were addressed.
But yeah, Fresh Prince, I mean, it was what it was, but, like, you laughed. It was a stupid, dumb show, but you laughed out loud.
Even Roseanne died of an OD, right?
Reboot,
that's pretty heavy duty.
I heard she was taking, you know, a whole lot of Ambien. So
makes you racist.
So my vote's for Roseanne. Steve's going with Fresh Prince. Miles, you
Fresh
said
Prince.
Fresh Prince. All right, it moves on. We're going to go to round number four. Again, we are trying to crack down on what the Men's Room feels like is the best sitcom of all time. Round number four is going to see a battle between Frasier and Home Improvement. Both great shows in my book.
I'm picking Frasier on that one.
I'm with you on that.
Home Improvement was hard. Frasier would make me laugh. Home Improvement just didn't. Like,
yeah.
I like The Neighbor, and of course you like The Tool Time Girl. Like, again, it wasn't a bad show, but it's just a show I could watch. I don't know. It's more like background noise. If it's on, I would watch it, but I didn't necessarily laugh. I didn't hate it, but I never really laughed.
Miles?
I know you hate Frasier.
He does. Now, do you hate Frasier because of the actual comedy and content, or do you just hate it because there's no way in hell a radio man lives in Seattle right next to the Space Needle in that nice of an apartment?
It's like C, all of the above. But I'll still take it over Home Improvement.
I'm with you there. I enjoyed Home Improvement, but Frasier is the one that I keep coming back to. You know, I'm actually rewatching it on Hulu right now, so even though Home Improvement was a fun show, we're going to eliminate that one. Frasier wins. Let's go to round number three.
Number three.
Number three.
I see what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're just checking up.
Took me a five.
Look at us go. No, I'm going backwards.
Yeah.
We started a date. We're going to do it. Right. Okay. Round number three of trying to find the best sitcom is going to be between Friends and Charles in Charge.
Charles in Charge.
Charles in Charge.
Listen, I'm taking Friends. And Friends, again, was kind of like Home Improvement for me. I never laughed out loud when I watched it. I didn't hate it. But again, you could put Charles in Charge up against a smut video. I'm picking the smut video, man. Charles in Charge was awful.
It was bad.
It was
and although
awful.
Although I did not watch Friends, really, ever, I would take what those cast members have done since then, and I've enjoyed a lot of that stuff.
Sure.
So I'll take Friends.
Can you even find Charles? Like, Friends is always
I can't believe Charles in Charge is an option.
I have only ever heard of the name Charles in Charge. I know nothing about the actual show. And Friends is the one that I didn't watch Friends when I was a kid. My mom dearly loved it when we were watching it. My fiance loves it. That's why I'm watching it now. And it's hilarious. I love it. It holds up.
Okay.
It's good. So Friends is going to progress on that one. We're going to go to round.
You know what's crazy about Friends to me, right? So when I was growing up, there were plenty of shows that you could watch reruns of. And Andy Griffith show, I Love Lucy, all this kind of stuff, right? And now I am officially old enough that there are shows that I used to watch real time. That now, like, if kids watch Friends, they like Friends. They think it's this new thing. And I'm like, how old am I? You know what I mean? Like, this was on in real time. And I was like, this is like now their Andy Griffith show.
Exactly.
All
right. We got two battles left in the Savory 16 of trying to find Savory 16 of the greatest sitcom of all time. And it's between a couple heavy hitters here for one of the last two. Big Bang Theory taking on Taxi.
I'm taking Taxi. Now, again, I
think it's based
this
on
conversation.
Age, you know,
sure.
It could be, maybe, but listen, I mean, I watch Taxi. Taxi, even when they show clips now, I still laugh out loud. just the way they set up some of the jokes. Big Bang Theory, it was fine. I don't know that I ever laughed out loud, man. I know the show is huge. It is monstrous.
It is.
It gives people a lot of money. I just never understood.
I can actually lay down some numbers for you. Taxi survived 5 seasons, whereas Big Bang Theory quit after 12. Billions of dollars in revenue. As a nerd, it was fun watching it. You know, that was the
show
that spoke to me more.
And I still just, I'm not a taxi driver. But I still enjoy Taxi. Yeah.
And I don't deny for a second that a lot of great actors came through Taxi.
Oh, they absolutely.
Sure.
And I think as an actor level, that Taxi gets that edge. But I think overall presentation as far as a great sitcom goes, Big Bang Theory takes it.
Man, I just don't know. Because, you know, part of being a comedy is that you're funny. That's the idea. So I feel like maybe your intent was to be a comedy. But if I didn't laugh, it wasn't a comedy. It was just a thing. So Big Bang Theory was... I don't know. I mean, it was a fine show. I just never really, really laughed.
So are we going 2-1 on Taxi here?
I'm taking Taxi.
All righty. Yeah. Big Bang
kills
Theory.
You,
sorry.
It
kills me a little bit, but I know that we have a lot of commenters out there that every time I bring up Big Bang Theory, they just, their smoke comes out of their ears. So I think they're absolutely just beside themselves right now that it didn't even survive the Savory 16.
By the way, someone suggested it should be Mike Hawk's Succulent 16.
Ooh!
Yeah,
Succulent 16.
Succulent 16.
I will keep
How about the Syphilis 16?
Number one. And the final battle of the Succulent 16 here of the greatest sitcoms ever. This is going to be a no contest. I should have had brought backup in for this one. It's going to be Seinfeld versus Mike and Molly.
Dude, come on.
Yeah. There's a contest there. You know there's a contest there. Mike and Molly wins that contest.
How? What?
Yes.
How?
No.
Because, again, Mike and Molly holds up.
You don't think Seinfeld holds up?
It doesn't hold up. I've watched it again. I've tried. I keep trying. I keep going back to it. And I'm annoyed by that show.
Are you annoyed by the characters on the show? Or my hardest thing about watching Seinfeld now, like, and I do think the comedy's funny, but I have a hard time watching it because just the way they're dressed, man. I really, I'm not kidding. Like, I suffer with that because they were so timely with the way they dressed. And none of that aged well. So when you're wearing your acid wash jeans and high top white tennis shoes and his goofy ass hair, I do struggle with that. But I think the comedy's fun. Mike and Molly, I mean, Jesus, man. Like, I gave the show a couple of tries. And again, to me, it was just a show, but it wasn't a comedy because I never laughed.
Billy Gardell, hilarious comedian.
He's
Melissa
funny.
McCarthy, hilarious
Hysterical.
Comedian.
Hysterical. And then they got together and canceled each other out.
Here's the thing. Here's my problem with Seinfeld. I try watching it, and every time I do, it goes about 30 seconds before it segues to a different scene, which a lot of shows do. I get that. But every time they segue, they play that
boom, boom,
that's
boom.
Right. And it
What's
just throws me off every time I hear it, just because it's so long and drawn out. Like, honestly, the show is about...
That's what bothers you.
In a half-hour show, it's 15 minutes of content and 15 minutes of them just jamming on that bass.
They got that right.
That's right. I mean, with Mike and Molly, at least there's some good actual
Nothing.
Comedy in there.
I'm taking Seinfeld.
Of course you are. That's why I'm putting up a fight, because you both are going to just out-muscle me here 2-1 on
comedy,
Seinfeld.
If there's comedy during Mike and Molly, it means you saw a funny commercial.
Wow.
I just didn't laugh at the show. And you're right. Billy Gardell is hilarious. Melissa McCarthy is hilarious. Somehow they got together.
Put them together. What have you got? Boo.
They canceled each other out.
All righty, 2-1. Mike and Molly gets taken out there. So, we have turned the Savory 16. What are we going to call the 8? Let's see. I'll figure out the title later.
Okay.
But our 8 is going to be a matchup between Seinfeld and Taxi, Friends and Frasier, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air against Family Ties, and Cheers against Three's Company.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you this, all right? So in the pantheon of sitcoms, all right?
Mm-hmm.
There was no Cosby Show mentioned. And look, I mean, we understand what's going on with Bill Cosby. But as a show, I would think that would be a really strong contender, right?
You know,
because some of these are just going to kind of win by default. So, like, Seinfeld is not my favorite show. You put it up against Mike and Molly, made it easy for me.
Right.
But if you put, like, but it's this iconic show. Like, you had Friends on there. It's another very iconic show, whether you like it or not.
Sure.
I feel like you throw Cosby into the mix, you know, it's... Like, nobody wants to like Bill Cosby, but...
Should we wild card a couple of these things in here?
I don't know. Hey, not on the list. It's all right. We can revisit it some other time.
That's fair. You know what? We can always, like you said, we can have a revised list. But as far as timing goes, I don't think we have time to narrow 8 down to 4. So I'm actually going to just move on right over here. We will find that out on another episode
Wonderful.
Of The Men's Room. We're gonna just work this thing real time, guys.
Wait a minute. We're trying to figure out the greatest sitcom of all time.
That's right.
And you're going to leave us hanging. We're just halfway through.
It's called The Cliffhanger.
Oh, okay.
This is TV time.
I see.
In TV, they do a lot of...
I did not realize... very how well versed you are. Yes. Tune in next time.
So, moving, changing gears here. We have a big sporting event that is going to be on the air in no time flat. And one thing that everybody likes to watch about this particular sporting event tends to be the commercials. At least it used to be back in the day, but now that game has changed. What I have realized that this is probably the first year that they haven't outright released the commercials before the actual event.
Did they make a conscious decision, do you think, to do that this year?
I hope so.
I haven't really seen it.
Here's the thing. None of them are the commercials. None of the things that you're seeing are the Super Bowl commercials. They are teaser trailers for the Super Bowl commercials.
These are all their
sons. I've never heard of that before.
Well, think about it, all right? So in the last couple of years, I don't personally care about the commercials. I don't. It's just not interesting to me. But I understand that it is a massive part of the Super Bowl, right? So in the last 5 or 6 years, they've been leaking the commercials. I mean, their own company is what puts it. Here's a preview. And I just thought it was stupid because it's like, look, a band might put out a single. Pearl Jam just put out a single.
Right.
They didn't put out the whole album. They hope you like the single, just like you're saying, that's your teaser, and then buy the album. Like, if you show me the commercial in advance, you realize, like, nobody's looking forward to your commercial during the Super Bowl.
Right.
If I can watch it on the internet anytime I want, then I don't need... But if you release Star Wars on the internet, no one's going to the theater. You know what I'm saying? So like, it doesn't make sense to me why you would do
it. Right. And not only that, but now you are completely defeating the purpose of you paying how many millions of dollars for 30 seconds?
You spent all that money to show me this thing before...
Exactly. I mean, with the invent of YouTube and Facebook and all is anybody actually putting their commercials there?
Because the exposure is still there. The number of people who are watching that.
But this year, he's right. I do... And again, I don't care about the commercials, but at least they've gotten hip and said, yeah, let's do our teaser commercials before this and drum up some interest in what we might be promoting.
So in case you are all behind on what exactly the teaser trailers are and what you need to be caught up for when it comes to that event, we have Isaiah Mustafa. You guys know him as the ripped Old Spice guy on a horse. He is returning in a new ad 10 years after the original, so that will be happening on that weekend. Lil Nas X, best known for his song... Old Town Road.
Old Town Road, yeah.
He's going to he's working with Doritos on a commercial. Billy Ray Cyrus is involved with that, as well as Sam Elliott. That's something that's going on. We talked about it on an earlier episode. Planters is apparently killing off Mr. Peanut. Mm-hmm. We will see the continuation of that saga on that day. Pepsi commercial starring Missy Elliott, and it says her, but it's H-E-R, so I don't know what that's about. Molly Ringwald's going to be in a commercial with avocados from Mexico. Little Caesars is doing a commercial with Rainn Wilson. I don't have a whole lot of time. She's giving me the music, so I got to get through all these. Little Caesars is doing a commercial with Rainn Wilson from The Office. MC Hammer is doing a Cheetos ad. There's going to be a Pop-Tarts ad with Jonathan Van Ness. Let's see here. Mountain Dew is parodying The Shining. Pringles has tapped Rick and Morty, it says. Budweiser is playing it safe this year. They're not going to do another sappy commercial like they did last year. They're going to go easy with it. Kia has a feel-good ad as well. Winona Ryder stars in a Squarespace commercial about returning to her birthplace of Winona, Minnesota. That's going to be fascinating. Katie Couric is doing an ad for Olay. Snickers is working to, quote, fix the world. And Bill Nye is doing an ad for SodaStream.
Jeff. Mike, I appreciate that, but you've made people angry. I just want to let you know, man.
It's because of what I said about Seinfeld.
No, there's something worse than WKRP in Cincinnati. What about Gilligan's Island?
Oh, God.
All right. What about, you guys didn't include MASH. How about that 70s show? How was King of Queens not on the list? Look, we didn't make the list, Mike did.
Yeah, that's right.
Wait, list,
Mike, they weren't on my radar.
You are listening to the Mentor Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Naked teen goes on a rampage in a store, injuring three cops before finally being detained. Meanwhile, a Texas woman turns down a plea deal for 20 years, and now life in prison is what she's gained. Grandparents give child morphine, tell them to go pee in a cup for $40. A man decides to pay off his tax bill with a jail cell deluxe. And Walter White, yeah, he's arrested for meth in Florida. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, before I get started, I know a lot of people are going to go out. They're going to go drinking tonight and have a good time this weekend. Just for me, if you would, raise one up to my mom. That would mean a lot to me. I appreciate y'all.
You got it.
All right, moving on. Top story, we head to Arizona where a man is going to bad lengths to pass his urine test. The man is currently being prescribed morphine for his condition, but smokes marijuana as a remedy as well. Unfortunately, he was due for a doctor's visit, and a positive result could lead to the morphine being taken away. So, as he routinely did, he paid his 11-year-old grandson $20 to take a small morphine tablet and give his grandpa a sample. The ruse was discovered after the kid went to school not only on morphine, but also on an Adderall pill that his mother had given him.
Jesus, man.
Both the mother and grandfather are facing charges.
Wow.
What's that look on your face?
I mean, you can't give anybody a more powerful drug than morphine. I don't see what marijuana is going to matter if you're in that cup and that's what you find.
We know what you're doing better than you do, Mike.
Jesus.
In other news, it's happened again. We go to New Jersey where a teenager went on a tirade inside of an upholstery store. The teen was, quote, out of control, damaging items inside of the store. And when police were finally called, the teenager was, what do you think? Naked.
Oh, what? PCP.
Police arrived to see him in his briefs, but upon seeing his new enemy, the young man stripped himself of his remaining garments and attacked the officers. He was eventually subdued, but not before hurting three of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, one, don't take a teen to an upholstery store. Sounds like a nightmare.
Right.
But don't get naked because you're mad. I will say, I had to bum rush a guy once with my pants around my ankles, and it works. It's just because nobody wants to deal. Like, the cops have to deal with you. This was not a cop. He didn't want to deal with it. I didn't want to get my ass beat. He was clearly bigger than me. Seriously. So I was peeing on a building. This dude comes out. I'm like, I don't know what to do. So I just charged him, still peeing, pants around my and he took off running. Listen, I had to go the crazy route because the guy was going to beat my ass.
I guarantee you he still tells that story.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
Some naked dude with... a woman in Texas made an interesting move in her drug possession trial. The woman was initially given an offer of serving 20 years and instead opted for a jury to decide her punishment for her guilty plea. Instead of the 20 years that she would be getting, she was sentenced to a whopping 99 years in prison. The enhanced punishment, a result of her previous felonies. So
she left it up to the jury, and they're like, yeah, you should be in there longer.
I don't know if it was a mistake, whether she actually wanted to be in the prison system, but...
For 99 years. Look, if you want to be in the prison system, I feel like 20 years would do you just fine.
Sure, but we talk about it where there are people that, you know, she's got repeated felonies, so there's a chance to where, you know what?
Yeah.
Inside the prison system's a little bit better than being out here.
Maybe.
I mean,
I don't know.
Either way,
I guess.
Either way, we want you to make a guilty plea and you'll get 20 years. Oh, but you said that you'll opt for the jury, so here, have 99. Good old gravy. A man in Florida is making headlines for having the unfortunate name of Walter White. The 29-year-old man was obviously born before the TV series Breaking Bad premiered, but who could have guessed that it was a sort of premonition? The man is also making headlines because he was caught violating his probation by injecting methamphetamine.
Oh, of course.
I didn't know it could be injected. I'm glad that there's a lot that I don't know about these drugs. Yeah, they busted him in there. Not only were his kids in the house while he was in there, they found him on the toilet with a syringe up to his arm.
Oh, no. Wow.
Okay. Make good choices, people. Make good
I guess
choices.
If you're sitting on the toilet and I come barging in, that's probably the best thing I can see.
Yeah, that's fair.
From my perspective.
He was still naked. Florida is making headlines again, but not for the traditional reasons. A homeowners association is under fire for their unwillingness to help with an investigation. One of the homes in the community fell victim to a burglar. Luckily for the victim, the entire thing was caught on the community surveillance system, which would be incredibly helpful in catching the criminal who is still at large. Unfortunately, the HOA is refusing to turn over the footage of the incident.
Why? Come on, man.
What's the point of paying into an HOA if they're not helping?
Right. Now, they said that they consulted legal counsel, they came together as a board, and they said, you know what, we should leave this to the professionals. That's not a good excuse for me, because give it to the professionals and let them handle it.
Right.
We're not saying go out, find the guy, and catch him. Give it to the professionals and let them deal with it.
Right. That's all.
You know?
That's all.
It could be one of the people in this community. Yeah, and I want to rat his ass out. He stole from me. We go to our friends in the Great White North, where a man is out of a job after a pretty serious blunder. The former employee who worked at a local winery was responsible for not one, but two major spills at the facility, the second being the last straw, when he wasted 5,000 liters of wine that ended up down the drain.
That's the second time he's done this.
Right.
Right. They gave him his job back the first time. They didn't fire him.
Right. Because accidents happen.
Like, this is a big deal. This is the one thing that really matters.
Right.
He did it again.
Like, it's wine. This is all we do. We need it.
How does that guy ever find another job, though?
I don't know, but the whole point of you being there is to make wine.
Right.
And then you make, you know, 5,000 gallons worth of it, then dump it down the drain.
Right. Twice.
Man, that ain't cheap.
Twice.
That ain't cheap.
Oh, Lord Almighty. Down in California, a man might have gotten away with stealing a handful of gold chains if not for leaving something important behind. Surveillance footage shows the man seizing opportunity as the clerk was away from the counter, jumping over and nabbing a handful of chains hanging on the wall before making his break for the door. Unfortunately for him, his fanny pack got snagged on the door and tore off the young man on his way out.
He's wearing a fanny pack.
He was.
Man.
Hey, you gotta carry those chains.
A gold chain and a... Come on.
You gotta carry those chains. Here's the problem with him losing his fanny pack. His ID was on him.
Oh, damn, man.
Which tells me, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and say that this was a crime of opportunity then.
Probably.
Because if you went there to steal them, I hope that you're not dumb enough to bring your ID. That is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is up.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for Your Guess Is As Good As Mine and the Random Question.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, we be all up out this biatch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.